I think probably one of the top insights and perhaps the most alarming figure that comes out of this report is that half of all children in South Sudan have been affected by this conflict. And they have been affected in very disturbing and violent ways. We have seen children killed and maimed and forcibly recruited into armed groups. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Many, many are living as refugees. Earlier this year, we marked 1 million refugee children. And thousands have been separated from their families, remain separated from their families. And, of course, many, many are not going to school. So the numbers are truly alarming. And what we are saying is that no child should have to experience the horrors and the deprivations that children in South Sudan continue to experience 4 years on.
Tim, what are the issues at stake in this report, particularly how are these children affected?
I mean, the numbers, as I said, are truly disturbing. I mean, we calculate in the report that there are about more than 3 million children who are food insecure. And what that means is that they don't have enough to eat. We have more than a million children who are acutely malnourished, and that is a potentially life-threatening condition that requires immediate medical intervention. We talked about displacement. Nearly 2.5 million children have been forced from their homes. Some are living in these UN Protection of Civilian sites. Mm-hmm. Many are living in the bush. And as we said, many have crossed borders and are living as refugees in Uganda, Ethiopia and Kenya. Then there's the issue of psychological distress. Many children have been traumatized, both by what they've experienced and what they've seen. And so we estimate that there are about 900,000 children in the country who are in need of psychological support.
During this conflict, some children definitely have lost their parents. I mean, do we have these issues of unaccompanied children or children who don't have their parents as well living on their own?
Yeah, very much so. We have registered more than 16,000 children who have become separated from their parents or their caregivers. We have, with our partner agencies such as Save the Children, been able to reunite about 5,200. But that means that there are still 11,000 children in South Sudan who don't know where their parents are.
Definitely, with all the figures you've mentioned, this is a very disturbing report. I mean, have you shared with the warring parties and tried to explain to them the consequences possibly of this conflict, especially to the children and the future of South Sudan?
I mean, we have staff, particularly in what we call our child protection section, who are in regular contact with the various warring groups, as you said, and are encouraging them primarily to obviously end the recruitment of children. We estimate that there are more than 19,000 children who are serving in the ranks of armed forces and armed groups. And since the conflict began, only about 2,000 of those have been released. So there's a lot more work to be done in that area. I mean, the overall recommendation obviously is that children need to have a return to normalcy. They need to resume their childhoods. They have experienced things which no child should, and most child don't, fortunately, have to experience. But clearly, you're looking at a generation which has been traumatized by 4 years of conflict. So number one recommendation, of course, and it's an obvious one, is bring an end to the fighting and to put the concerns and the protection needs of children first and foremost. That obviously children should never be targeted. They should not be recruited. Children should be allowed to attend schools and hospitals, should never be targeted or attacked. So I guess what we're saying is, you know, please, for the sake of the children, for the sake of the next generation, for the potential future leaders of this country, we need to bring this conflict to an end, and we need to address the impacts that it has had on some of the youngest people in this country.